Shalom. This is Billy Brim, the voice of One Witness radio broadcast, joined today by Betty King and Tony Kruko, and they're going to be telling us about their winning over sickness and disease. Yesterday, now you might want to go on the archives and listen to Monday, because Betty's going to tell how she was had a pain, went to the doctor, it was diagnosed as ovarian cancer, and she then went right away into surgery. In the meantime, between her regular doctor and the cancer doctor, she came here to Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks and requested corporate prayer. Now, it just so happened that I was teaching that day on dunamis power. Brother Oral Roberts had gone to heaven. I was praying about his going to heaven, and the Lord said to me, Oral Roberts knew to tap the power. Others simply lap the power. They run laps around it as if it were a burning bush. And I thought, that's right. Teach about it, preach about it, but don't tap it. But Oral knew to tap it. So the Lord gave me two biblical examples. One of them, the woman with the issue of blood. She, the whole multitude lapped the power. Power was in Jesus. She tapped the power, for she said, she released it through her mouth, if I may be but touch. And actually it was the tzitzit, the hem of his prayer shawl. I shall be made whole. So it says she touched him, and he sensed that virtue had gone out of him, but the word there is power, it's dunamis. And it's the kind of power that we get dynamos and dynamites and dynamics from. It's an inherent power that has the ability to reproduce itself. You know, not like one stick of dynamite, but it sets off a jillion sticks of dynamite. So that Sunday, Betty came, and of course, we prayed for the dunamis power of God to work in Betty. And now, Betty, say what you see when you're doing a radio and TV, like I do this with Gloria, when you break between the programs, it doesn't mean the anointing breaks. Mm-hmm. You still hear things. So what came to you when we broke that time?
Okay, and it was the Wednesday noon prayer.
Was it the Wednesday noon prayer?
It was the Wednesday noon prayer. And the revelation that I got was that when I was prayed for in corporate prayer on that Wednesday, that the resurrection power of the anointing of God was upon me. And it was upon me even as I was going through the chemo. And that's what was affecting and changing the lives of the people that were taking the chemo.
Now you're going to hear, if you go back yesterday and listen to Monday again, that Betty had no effects from the chemo. She did not get sick from the chemo. And the other people around her were getting so sick, so she began to pray for them. And it so affected them that the nurse even said, are you praying for these people? Are you laying hands on them? Because everything changed in that room, and then the people were better. Mm-hmm. Bless the Lord. And so, Betty, now you've been pronounced cancer-free, right?
Yes.
Praise God, hallelujah.
Since April, and I still am.
Now, we're talking about corporate prayer here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people think that if they get an attack on their body, that they just have to stand it all alone, that they just have to stand by themselves. And of course, we do want to stand, and you can stand all by yourself, but it's not wrong to have some help. It's not wrong to have the prayer of agreement. It's not wrong to have corporate prayer. In fact, we are really sensing that God is using corporate prayer now. And we invite you to listen, tune in to a Wednesday, the 24th, November 24th, when we had a very instructed by the Lord to have a prayer meeting for healing. And we're going to have some more divine healing meetings. You can hear about that. But Tony Kruko is right here. And Tony and his wife, Brenda, my daughter, they took a week and gave his testimony. But Tony was in a coma for 27 days. He had to have people praying for him. What part do you think prayer played in your case, Tony? And tell us a little bit about that case.
Well, it was paramount because I wasn't able to pray for myself. And the prayers stepped in, and they kept me alive, along with the doctors, you know, trying to treat the issues. And when I didn't have the ability to pray, they prayed for me. And that was the power of that corporate prayer is so strong that, you know, the Bible says, call on the elders of the church. I wasn't able to call on them, but they stepped in and prayed, and and several laid hands on me, and I was healed.
Well, what happened to you, Tony?
On May 2nd of 2009.
See, these are recent cases. That's why I want them to give you the dates.
I was taken ill with what eventually was determined to be necrotic pancreatitis. There's three stages. There's pancreatitis. Well, there's more stages than that, but then there's acute pancreatitis, which is what you commonly hear about, and then there's necrotic pancreatitis, which is where your pancreas digests itself or eats itself.
So the pancreas, in this case, eats itself. It destroys itself and eats itself, right?
And in my case, it destroyed over 90% of my pancreas, and the pancreas is an organ that doesn't regenerate or regrow, and you have to have at least 10%, which I had less than that, to live a relatively normal life. And so what that meant in the natural, that I could expect to live quite a shortened life, you know, 1 to 3 years after the onset, because of the diabetes would be severe and the problems from that, and different things that the stress on your other organs, it shortens the length of what you can expect to live.
Well, now Tony is my son-in-law now, but he was not my son-in-law at the time. And I got a telephone call that Tony was at the side of the road. He had been driving a car. There's a young man in the back seat, and Tony had had severe pain. You just pulled over to the side of the road, and I got the telephone call. I've written it down in my prayer journal that day, things I was praying about, and I prayed, "Dear Lord, keep," I thought it was a heart attack, you know, sounded like that to me, "keep Tony Croco alive at the side of the road." Now, Brenda came, and Brandon, who's in here in this room, and you just wanted them to come and help you, right?
Yeah, I at the time I called them, or I had my a boy that I was had temporary custody called them and asked them to come drive me into town to go to the doctor. At that time, I felt I was strong enough and didn't understand that I was in pretty bad shape. And between the time of the phone call and the time that anybody showed up, my health just deteriorated geometrically. It just went down, and it went from them being able to take me to the hospital to where I needed a paramedic, and they had called the paramedics, and they were there.
Well, now, Brandon, and you heard his testimony last week about his experience of a vision of Jesus, and Brandon was with his mother, and somehow he knew you better call 911, and she did, and then they... By the time they got there, you had degenerated that far. And then they took you to a local hospital, were you misdiagnosed there? Or
No, I was properly diagnosed the initial day, and then there was a subsequent diagnosis that wasn't accurate. But that first day on May 2nd, because of the pain, I started slipping into a coma. And the first couple days, I was in a coma from the pain, and then after that, they kept me medically induced in the coma. I was in a coma 27 days.
And they life-flighted him to Mayo Clinic.
Yeah, I ended up in St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester, Minnesota, which is part of the Mayo Clinic centers up there. And they did it's not experimental anymore, but this doctor that I had is the number one doctor in the world for pancreatic treatment, and they did a procedure that is endoscopic type surgery, so it's very...
He's the only one that does that, is that right?
He's trained several doctors since then. He invented this procedure. Mm-hmm. And the battle with this type of surgery is they normally open you up and they leave you open for the duration of your treatment, whether it's 2 days or 3 weeks.
Because they have to clean off that dead...
They have to harvest the dead tissue and get ahead of the dying process. The only way to get ahead of it is to harvest that tissue off. Well, then you have to balance. Do you put the body under too much stress from the actual surgery, which leads to death, or do you not get aggressive enough, and then the disease takes the body or takes the life? And so that's what they did for, I was in Rochester approximately a month, a little less than a month, and that's what they were doing, harvesting that dead tissue off to make sure they could get ahead of the process. And in that process, they took over 90% of my pancreas.
Now, during this time, we want to talk about corporate prayer here. During this time, Tony was not able to pray for himself. Mm-hmm. And people here at Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks were praying. Mm-hmm. And Brenda was praying. His family was praying. Mm-hmm. And they got Jean Ann McNally's healing scriptures and played those in his ears all the time. Were you conscious at all of that going around in there? I mean, you're in a coma.
No. The very first, like the third day is the last day that I remember until I woke up on the 29th. Mm-hmm. And they had what they thought I was conscious, but I wasn't conscious enough. And the doctor said, he won't remember this because he's not really conscious.
So they're playing this, though, in your ear because your spirit's conscious. Mm-hmm. It never sleeps.
Exactly.
And so they were feeding that spirit. And when they would play those healing scriptures by Jean Ann McNally, your sister, one is a pharmacist, right?
Correct.
And she, of course, is medical. And she would watch his vitals. And what would happen?
She was there 24/7 for approximately 51 days. She was at my side. And she early on recognized there were patterns of my vital signs going off the charts. Part of the disease of necrotic pancreatitis is it produces a toxin that causes liver failure, kidney failure, heart issues, and respiratory failure. And so every evening at about the same time, my vital signs would just go haywire. They'd go really high and then all of a sudden turn around and go all the way down to where they'd be 200 and some over 180 for blood pressure down to 49 over 20.
Oh.
And so
spiking up and down.
They realized when they'd put in Jean Ann McNally's CD of reading this healing scriptures that my vitals had come back to normal. And so they kept that in my ears, and with the help of the medical professionals, they treated my situation with chemicals or medicine, and between the two, they kept my vitals relatively normal.
Jean Ann's voice is very soothing. Mm-hmm. And they would play other healing scriptures for him by other ministers, and it wouldn't have an effect. And when they play hers, they just calm right down. So we do have those available, too. If you'd like to get them from us, you can call us at 1-800-972-3447 and just request Jean Ann's healing scriptures. And you see, God wants us healed. And he has all these ways to get healing to us. And one of the ways is corporate prayer. He said in his word, well, like Job, for instance, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. James 5:14, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. That's happened to these two people right in this room. And they're going to be talking about it. They're sitting here looking so healthy, smiles on their faces. Because why? The Lord raised them up according to the word. And people around them knew what to do. Betty's daughter made a strong stand of faith. Tony's, the people that loved him, made a strong stand of faith. And you can have that same strong stand of faith in your life. You can be made every whit whole. Faith in God will make you whole. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. This is Billy Brim, and guests saying shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.